Blog Talk Radio. for you, as long as I am free. Don't know what when you don't know what to do.
Hallelujah.
When the pain's been so deep. Praise God. Just say the name. Hallelujah. 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 You are listening to God's favorite program to you live tonight. Praise God. We're just so thankful and glad that we can say the name together tonight. There's no other name as powerful as that name. There's no other name like that name. Praise God. There is no other name. Oh, he's the sweetest name I know. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I just love to worship him and give him the glory. Oh, in your quiet time, if you just say the name. Oh, praise God. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. It's nothing like being intimate with God. Oh, your Father, your Father, your Father, which is in heaven, who has made a way for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Jesus. He is the sweetest name. My Jesus. Your Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Oh, there is no name. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through tonight. God's favorites are here reaching out to help heal your hurt. We'll pray with you. We'll keep you in our prayers. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God, his name is Jesus. That's who will take away all your fears. He's just like a fragrance after the rain. Praise God. He'll wipe away. He's done it over and over and over again for us. And he won't stop. He'll continue doing it. He'll do it. It's Jesus, my Jesus. Praise God. You know, I just rather hear nothing else but these two songs all night long. Oh, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim. Hallelujah. 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 Heaven and earth. The angels are bowing. The kings and kingdoms. They will all pass away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's just something about the name of Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, great God are you, Lord God. We come to worship you, God. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise, God. God, there's no one like you, Lord God. Lord God, oh God, oh God, we thank you for everyone that comes on this line, God. Lord, pour out your blessings up on them, God. Father God, open up doors, God, where there seemeth to be no way, God. Father God, close doors that's standing in their way, God. Oh, God, oh, keeping the one that you want to open, God. Lord God, we pray, oh, God, against every evil force, oh, God, that tries to come and stand against your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, oh, we thank you for that sweet fragrance, oh, God, that comes from you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for building us up in the most holy faith, God, that we can stand before you and proclaim your goodness, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, God, oh, Father God, for you made a roof over our head, food on our table, clothes on our backs, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, you have kept us from the enemy, God. And now, Lord God, every mother, oh, God, that's, oh, God, shining, shedding, grinding tears over the loss of a son or a daughter, oh, God, to drugs or prison walls, God. We ask your comfort, oh, God. Oh, God, all those that's, oh, God, battling with cancer, God. Oh, Father God, hurts, oh, God. Oh, God, from words, oh, God. Oh, God, from the past, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name, we break every generational curse tonight. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray healing, God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, God, you are good, God. You are good all the time, God. Lord, we just worship you and we adore you. Oh, Father God, we can't stand before no one else but like you, oh, God, who, Lord God, can fix everything. Man can't do it, God. There's a weakness there, but there's nothing weak in you, God. You are strong and mighty, God. Yes, God. And Lord, we worship you. Lord, touch all those on God's favorite prayer list tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We continue, oh God, to pray for the ones that have, oh God, call in, God, for my neighbor next door, oh God, who had a broken arm, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you are healing her, oh God, continuously, oh God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for the Forges family who lost their grandmother, God. Continue, oh God, to heal them over losing their grandmother and mother, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for Miss Robertson, oh God, whose daughter called in and said she, her mother was battling with cancer, God, but she's home now, Lord God. We lift her up to you, God, that you continue healing her body, oh God. We ask you, oh Father God, to look on all those, oh God, from the parade that's, oh God, in mourning that lost this past week, two people, God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, oh God, in these losses, oh God, that salvation, oh God, will come forth, oh God. God, because you allow things to happen for a purpose and a reason, and we know that salvation is the most important. You said if just one come in, one will hear you, the call of your voice to come, oh God. Come to you, oh God. Lord God, you will be, oh, it makes your heart glad, oh God. So we pray that everything that happens, oh God, everything that goes on, God. Oh God, we know it's for a purpose and a reason, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, oh God, that they will hear the call and, oh God, they will turn their hearts to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we, yes, oh God, we know that's what you desire, oh God, that hearts be turned to you and serve you, oh God, from this day forward, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, oh God, Lord God. Sometimes we don't understand, and we won't understand some things down here, but we know, God, in the sweet by and by, God, you'll have everything, oh God. Lord God, you will show us, God, purpose and reason, God, why, God. Oh, Father God, because we can't ask you why down here, God, because, oh God, your business, your will must be done. Oh, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, God, thank you, Father. Oh, God, touch, oh God, broken hearts tonight. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Those are behind prison walls, God. Shake them tonight in their cells, oh God. You got them between a rock and a hard place, God. You got them there for a purpose and a reason, God. Lord, let them know, God, that you hear them, you see them, you know where they are, God. And nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, Lord, let them look up through that cell, God, and see you. See nothing but you, Lord God. And God, their hearts will rejoice. God, you told us to pray for those behind prison walls. We do, God. We lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayer and the cry of your people all over the land, God, for whatever they may need. God, some over there, oh, God, is in war-torn countries, God. Oh, God, Father God, protect them, oh, God, and the children, oh, God, from the bombs. God, we pray, oh, God, for the children that's missing, oh, Father God, from the man and the woman, which has been put in jail now, wherever those two children, they have done with those two children. We pray, oh, God, that they will come forth now, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just pray for all the missing children, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, you know where they are. Protect them, oh, God. Keep them, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Minister Gigi, would you bring us a prayer, please?
Amen, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise in glory, praise, hallelujah, praise in glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this blessed day, Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your presence on this prayer ministry. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the blood that you shed on the cross just for humanity to cleanse our sins, for us to be clean, to be righteous in you just by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for sending your Son to die in our place. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for being so good, so good, so good, so good to us in the midst of everything. Most of all, we thank you, Lord, when the enemies are coming like a flood. Hallelujah. When they're coming with diverse weapons. And then you show up. Fire. Backfire. Backfire. This is the God we serve, the mighty God, hallelujah, the God that heals, hallelujah. When we sick, we come before you and we call you and you send a word and you heal us. This is you, God, the healer. You heal us in every area. Sometimes it's not physical, but sometimes it's spiritual. Sometimes, hallelujah, it's, you know, spiritual, it's financial, you know, you name it. But, Lord, when you come, in your glory, in your fullness, when you come, no more sickness. You heal and heal us indeed. You heal us in every area. And I thank you, Father, what you say you will do, you will do. This is, you are our God and you never lie. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. We're standing right now on your promises and we thank you. Ha! We thank you. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Yes, we thank you. You say you will be here. You say you'll never leave us. You will never forsake us. Yes, 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 yes. You always be with us. Your presence always with us. We thank you. We thank you for what you are doing right now and what you are continue to do in our lives. We thank you. We pray for the world right now, for the whole world right now. We pray for the nation of America. We pray for the nation of Africa, for the nation of Haiti, Jamaica. We pray for the Asia. The nation of Asia. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Europe, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we pray for salvation to be all over the world. Because you died for the world. Father, I pray right now. Right now, in lives will be touch, life, you know, the heart will change. Father, and I pray they will come to know you and all that they see, they experience. They will know that you are God. Whatever you say, you will do, you will do. And you say we live at the last day. We will see so much in just the beginning. Let the world see you in everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the world recognize that you are God and God, and there is no other God like you. And they shall follow you, that shall come to know you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we, the one that in you, in your, you are in us, in Father, we have the joy only of you, the joy, the joy, the joy of the Lord, because hallelujah, we, because you give us the joy, because you are the joy, and you are in us, and we are full. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You touch young people all around the world, young, old, you name it, all. Father, take control over the world. Take control, take control, take control all over the world. Yay, the world belongs to you. And Father, we thank you because you're mighty, you are holy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing right now. We thank you for the touch. Whoever needs to touch, click touch them in a mighty way and touch us. Lord, we're praying right now. We need your special touch right now. We need just you. We need your guidance. We need your direction. We need you, Lord, to bless us, bless our families, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. You are Alpha and Omega. You are, oh, Alike Pakashe, Kelikara Kalikara, Pakishe Kelikara Kalikara Pakasha, Likipi Krakali, Ashe. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Gigi. Minister Catherine, would you like to give us a prayer tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I had it on mute. I was eating, and I went to the kitchen and put my plate up, and I heard my name called. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Good evening, everyone. I do honor the Lord for his many wonderful blessings. And I don't know what are we, I just came on, so I heard the Minister Gigi praying, be giving us a word. I don't know what kind of prayer.
Pray for our elderly.
Pray for the elderly. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father. I come in the name of Jesus. Come because you're so glorious. Oh, God, you're so high and you're so holy. And we give praise to you, oh, God, how you have given us life and life abundantly. And, Lord, we just thank you. Praise your holy name right now, Lord. That even in our old age, as David was praying, oh, hallelujah, that don't forget, don't forsake him. And when he gets old. And Lord, remember the elderly to take care of them, all of us, oh God. I'm in that number of myself. And I thank you and I praise your name for how you watch over us. You keep us healthy and you keep the elderly strong, the mind sharp, oh God. And we thank you that we can flourish, oh God, in the house of God. We are still useful in our old age, oh God. Thank you for your protection, and still no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, just thank you today for giving the elderly the good to be good examples, oh God, to the women, the older women, set examples for the younger women, and the men, oh God, the older men with their wisdom will lead and guide the young men into the truth, oh God. And we thank you, Father, for keeping the elderly from being busybodies. And we thank you, oh God, for the aged ones. Oh God, I thank you for my uncle who's 100 years old, oh God, and still sharp, still walking, and still talking, got his right mind. Lord, thank you for your angels that encamp round about our elderly, God. And we give you the praise for it, oh God. Lord, thank you, and help us to number our days, oh God, for these times are wicked, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to give out some wisdom to the younger ones. God, we thank you today for keeping our minds, oh God, from dementia and, yes, oh God, from all these other diseases, diabetes and cancers. And Lord, just thank you for strengthening our bones, oh God. We won't be crippled, oh God. Our bones won't crumble. Father, thank you for making our eyes sharp, oh God, and our ears always attuned to what you have to say to us, oh God. Oh God, we still, the elderly, are available to you, Lord, and we thank you so very much, oh God. You are our provider. Continue to provide, oh God, for the elder, the food, oh God, the shelter, my God, oh God, and even the company, God, in the name of Jesus. You still console and you still comfort those, oh God, that are sometimes now without family members, oh God, and you will be a friend to the friendless, oh God. Lord, and I give you the praise right now. Keep on walking and talking, oh God, with the elderly. Keep on, oh God, making use, oh God, opening doors, oh God, for them to share the word of God. Just save, heal, because there are unsaved elderly, oh God, just like there are unsaved young ones, oh God. And we're asking you, Lord God, to, of the harvest, to send forth some laborers into that harvest of elderly, oh God, and preaching and teaching your word. And we thank you now for your spirit, and we pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, for your continually keeping and your eyes shining up on our people today, God. Lord, we are trusting you to do just what you said you would do, God, and we thank you today, God, for sharpening our skills, God. And we just bless you, and in Jesus' name I pray, amen. Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Minister Janice, would you pray for our young people that's being taken out with murder? Hallelujah. Well,
Father
tonight.
God,
okay.
Can you guys say? So we know our youth are being slaughtered, God, being slaughtered in the street, God. You said in your word to call for the weeping and wailing women to come forth, oh God, that they may wail in the streets, oh God, that they may wail, oh God, in the homes, oh God, that they will learn to call on you, that they will become cunning women, that they will teach the young women how to pray for their children, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch our lives, God, that we may be an example, oh God, that the children will see you in us, oh God, and that they may desire to be more like you, oh God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, you, oh God. And we thank you in advance in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. Y'all are a blessing to me tonight. Praise God. But quickly, I want to go into the word. Praise God. Tonight, and the reason I ask for everyone to pray, because tonight what I'm talking about is raising the foundation. We have so much going on. We have so much going on. Raising up the foundation is our topic. We have now gone into 2020, getting ready to go into our third month. This is our last Sunday of this month, and there's been much friction and much going on and much chaos. But we are believers, are to raise up the foundation. Praise God. A foundation is a base of the basic upon which something is built or something stands. What are you standing on? What are we standing on? What are we building God's foundation? Praise God. In the biblical sense, it is the value system, the things that we believe and hold dear. That's our foundation. We build our lives upon principles and what we believe is right and just. A good foundation is built upon good character. God is described as a rock upon which we can build our lives. He is the sure foundation. God is our secure foundation. And I always, when I was doing this, I thought about when I was a little girl coming up, they talked about the three little pigs, how they built their house. Some built with straw, some built on sand, but there was one that built his house on a solid foundation. We have to build, my people. We need to build on a solid foundation for these prayers that have gone up tonight. We pray tonight for the elderly. We pray tonight for our children. We pray tonight for different things all across this world. We are the ones who are to be building for these that's coming along or getting ready to go. We are the one that's have a solid foundation and praying and seeking God's face. Foundations are being destroyed today. Praise God. The word destroyed means to be pulled down. Things are being pulled down and torn down or to break up. And families are breaking up. It's just all kind of chaos. The only lasting foundation is the one that is based up on relationship with God. Anything else is a crumbling structure, just like I said about the three little pigs. Praise God. Deuteronomy 32 and 4 says, He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without justice, righteous and upright is he. 1 Samuel 2 and 2. No one is holy like our God, but there is none besides you, nor is there any rock like our God. We got to build our foundations upon this solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. Praise God. Those who do not know God walk in darkness, so we got to get out here. We are evangelists. We got to get out here and build this foundation so it will not be unstable, because it's so unstable right now. We got to let people God sent us forth to be, oh, yes, fishers and hunters of men, so that we can go out and compel them to come in. Praise God. Psalms 82 and 5, they do not know. Nor do they understand. They walk about in darkness. All the foundation of the earth is unstable for them. Pray, hallelujah. That is so true. Praise God. Foundations are destroyed when there is a departure from righteousness. The Bible says that the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Without God, there is no truth, and men are filled with their own ways, praise God. They're walking about in darkness, unstable foundation. Foundations are destroyed when there is a departure from righteousness. They don't know God. They don't know God. So many out here. I'm dealing with a lady now. She does not want the way. She want to live her own way. Praise God. Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Praise God. Righteousness is going to exalt this nation. Praise God. We see all kind of battle going on up there running for the White House. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it's only righteousness is going to exalt this nation. The words raised up here mean to decree it, to establish, or to strengthen. If I decree something, that means there is a will that is being enforced. And we are enforcing it by the will of God in Jesus' name. Praise God. Matthew 16:18-19. And I also say unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind, because now you have that right, praise God, on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on this earth will be loosed in heaven. God has given us that authority to build. Oh, praise God. Do y'all hear me tonight? God has given us to go out here and build on a solid foundation to build up for him, to build the kingdom. Praise God. The kingdom needs to be built. Praise God. Hallelujah. Luke 6:48-49. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation and on the rock. And when the flood arose, another example, pray, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock, who is Jesus Christ, who is a solid rock, praise God. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation. Praise God, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. It's so many houses being destroyed with drugs, all kinds of drugs. Marriage is broken, all kind of things. Children being missed, lost. Children being abused. Oh, it's so many things. Where the foundation always being destroyed. The foundations that we must raise up are the rightly works of God that will be declared to succeeding generations. The work that we do is supposed to go from generation to generation to generation. You're supposed to have a word. You're supposed to have a word. And your word, your character, is to carry you. Listen to me tonight. We want to build, praise God, a solid foundation. Praise God. A foundation that will not crumble. A foundation that is solid, built upon Christ. A foundation, praise God, that we can go and tell others. And we'll know without a shadow of a doubt that we are planting seeds, praise God. We are planting seeds, or we are watering. Whatever God has planned for us to do, we are here. We are out here on the battlefield for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 78:4-8. We will not hide from them, from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of God and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. We have to make them known to our children. The word of God, praise God, is the only thing that's going to stand in these last days. That the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare to their children. Praise God. That's how this thing go from generation to generation. You know, I have memories of what my grandmother used to do. She had house church in the house. All her sisters, they had church. And it's going from, I see it, going from generation to generation, praise God, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, praise God, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set their hearts aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. we have family members that just will not set their hearts aright to God. But if we leave a legacy, it will pass down. God is no respecter of person. God's word will not lie. He said, my word will not return void. Praise God. Hallelujah. God's word is going to stand. We just got to speak it. Praise God. We got to show it. And we got to tell it. Praise God. We got to tell about the goodness of God and all that he has done for us. We got to do the work. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to do the work of the ministry. We got to build up on a solid foundation. Don't build up on anything. Oh, no, don't build up on anything that won't stand for Christ. Stand for Christ and him only. Praise God. Hallelujah. To be a foundation builder necessitates that I am ongoing, flesh, inward, fresh, inward encounter with the Holy Spirit. Fresh encounter, not flesh. Fresh encounter with the Holy Spirit. That means that the Holy Spirit, I'm being led by the Spirit. I'm walking in the Spirit. I'm fulfilling the things of the Spirit. I don't desire the things of the flesh. I'm rooted and grounded. Praise God. In Jesus and in his love. Praise God. And I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Praise God. So where are you building? Are you building on a solid foundation? Praise God. You know, I used the parable of the three little pigs because, you know, somebody grounded that in me when I was small, and I'm quite sure you remember that as well, about the three little pigs. And back then, I loved reading it. When I was small, and I loved reading about the three little pigs. It was so interesting. But now, I've graduated from the three little pigs to the Word of God, and it's so interesting. So I want to fulfill the Word. When he say go, be ready to go. When he say speak, be ready to speak. What am I going to be speaking? The word of God. That's going to stand forever to build up on the foundations to come. Isaiah 58. Praise God. Hallelujah. We build knowing that God, they're our helper. We build because we don't want to see anyone lost. We build because it's God's will for us to build in his name. Not in our, we're not going out here doing anything in our own flesh. We're not doing anything because we just want to do it. But we want God to be pleased in our building. We don't want him to be satisfied that when we praise him, our prayers, our songs of praise are making melodies in our heart, and he's rejoicing as we sing and praise him. We're giving glory to him. Praise God. Our prayers are going up as incense in his nostrils. Praise God. Hallelujah. And, oh, it smells so sweet to him. That's where we want to be building up on Christ, which is a solid foundation. Praise God. So as we build, hallelujah, we all are covering ground. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Wherever our feet shall trod, that ground shall be holy ground. Don't you know that tonight? Don't you feel? I know I do. I don't worry about where, oh, my feet shall trot. I just believe it's holy ground. And wherever I can talk to somebody about Jesus, I want it if God gives me the unction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Isaiah 58, praise God, and 12. And they that shall build of thee shall build the old waste places. You got to build the old way. That have been traveled over or have not been traveled over, you might be the one sent there. Praise God. Hallelujah. And thou shalt raise up the foundations. Raise up the foundations. Praise God. Of many generations, and thou shalt be called. Oh, my God. I love this. Praise God. And you shall be called. I love to put my name in my word all through there when God speaks to me. Praise God. Hallelujah. You'll find it all in my Bible. When he says, thou, and I say, God, yes, you're saying you. I'm calling you and you to do. Praise God. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach. Whatever is broken, God has called you to step in and have a part in it. Glory to God. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy how God has fearfully and wonderfully made you and set your feet? Oh, yes, to take a part in this thing. See, he didn't call just one person. He didn't call just one person. Some people got it wrong. They think they can only one sing, or they can only one share the word, or they can only one can do something, to carry out something. But no, God called all of us to this thing. We are all a part of building this foundation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And see, God don't accept nobody. He don't have no little U's and big eyes. We all got a part to play. Praise God. And the last of that word said, the restore of the path to dwell in. The path will be restored. So the ones coming, they'll have for something to dwell in. Oh, praise God. My daughter got saved. My son got saved. My mother, my father, my grandmother. Somebody got saved along the pathway here. Somebody to build a foundation that I can stand on. Somebody built the foundation and put the word of God in my head, in my spirit, that I can receive the Holy Ghost of God. Praise God. Somebody was a repairer of the breach. Are you going to be a repairer tonight? Are you going to build up the foundation tonight? Are you going to stand on the truth of God tonight and believe God? It's the only belief, faith in God, of what he can do. Because nothing, praise God, is impossible for God to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that he can't do. And he knows. He knows. Yes, he knows all things. And he knows what he wants to do for you. Praise God. How he knows what he wants you to do. And he's asking you tonight, are you willing to repair the breach? Are you ready to build up the foundations for me? Praise God. Hallelujah. I can go on. It's time to go off. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. That God loves you, and oh, I pray his blessings up on you continuously throughout tonight and throughout tomorrow this week. May God just shower you with blessing that you just never thought that he would do. Because God, he got everything. Have a good night now. Bye-bye. Praise God.